And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1260, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's No Birthday Show, we're going to put some things right where they belong. You'll find out all about Big Boy, we'll have a bout with the blues, get hurt, and ask just how certain things could happen. One of my favorite W.C. Fields films is 1932's The Dentist, the first of four collaborations with director Mack Sennett. And one of my favorite lines in the film is when Fields asks his patient, played by Dorothy Granger, to have a seat in the dental chair by saying, "Put it in here, please." So for this segment, we're going to put some things in their place. Here's Papa Charlie Jackson.
Y'all talk about stingy women. Y'all ain't got no stingy women. Man, I got one so stingy she's too scared to breathe hard for fear to catch the asthma. I remember once I had a little job in Gary. I was gonna make $50 on the job. I asked for a dime. She didn't give me no dime. No, sir. I knew a lady just a week ago, had nowhere to go. I knew her when she wore a boot and a shoe. Oh, boys, where she was blue. Got her a job, she got to be a crank. She's taking all her money and she put it in the bank. She thought she was wise, and I did too. And this is what she's going to do. Now you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. I'm gonna meet you and tell you what it's all about. Anyway, mama, where you off my mind? You remember when I had that job in Gary? You wouldn't give me a dime. Now you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. I'm gonna meet you and tell you what it's all about. Walked yesterday and the day before. Since you got your money, you're ready to go. Now you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. I'm gonna meet you and tell you what it's all about. Now, little mama, please don't be so bold. But please go easy with my small bankroll. Because you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. anyway. You put it in, and I take it out. I'm gonna meet you and tell you what it's all about. Now, little baby, don't you be so lean. I wanna talk to you if you carry it out clean. Now, you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y.
I've had a man of 15 years give him his room and board. Once he was like a Cadillac, now he's like an old worn-out Ford. He never brought me a lousy dime and put it in my hand. So there'll be some changes from now on, according to my plan. He's got to get it, bring it, and put it right here, or else he's gonna keep it out there. If he must steal it, beg it, or borrow it somewhere, long as he gets it, I don't care. I'm tired of buying pork chops to grease his fat lips, and he have to find another place for to park his old hip. He must get it and bring it and put it right here, or else he's gonna keep it out there. The bee gets the honey and brings it to the comb, else he's kicked out of his home, sweet home. To show you that they brings it, watch the dog and the cat. Everything even brings it, from a mule to a gnat. The rooster gets the worm and brings it to the hen. That ought to be a tip to all you no good men. The groundhog even brings it and puts it in his hole. So my man has got to bring it, doggone his soul. He's got to get it, bring it, and put it right here, or else he's gonna keep it out there. If he must steal it, beg it, borrow it somewhere, long as he gets it, child, I don't care. I'm gonna tell him like the Chinaman, when you don't bring him checks, you don't get them laundry if you break them down, Nick. You got to get it, bring it, and put it right here, or else you gonna keep it out there. ¶¶
McKinney's Cotton Pickers with Put It There, alternately titled Shag Nasty, written by Todd Rhodes, pianist in the band. That's take two from a July 11th, 1928 session in Chicago, issued on Victor V-38025. Before that, Bessie Smith issuing the ultimatum, Put It Right Here or Keep It Out There. Porter Granger wrote it and played piano on March 20th, 1928. Charlie Green played trombone, and both takes 1 and 3 were issued on Columbia 14324-D. We started the set with the originator of Hokum, Papa Charlie Jackson, accompanying himself on 6-string banjo with his composition, You Put It In, I'll Take It Out, cut in Chicago on November 26, 1934. That's the B-side of Vocalion 03048. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This being a vintage music show, when I mention Big Boy, you may first think of the 1930 pre-code musical comedy film starring Al Jolson. But my fellow train buffs will also think of Big Boy 4014, the largest and most powerful operating steam locomotive in the world. It's one of 25 articulated 4884 steam locomotives manufactured by the American Locomotive Company, and was delivered to the Union Pacific Railroad in December of 1941. Big Boy was retired 20 years later after racking up 1,031,025 miles. I visited Big Boy regularly when it was on static display at the Rail Giants Museum on the grounds of the Los Angeles County Fair in Pomona. In 2013, it was reacquired by Union Pacific, and thanks to my friend Richard, whose son was a UP police officer, I had the unique opportunity of sitting in the cab of Big Boy 4014 the day before it departed for Cheyenne, Wyoming for its multi-year restoration. It returned to service in May of 2019, in time to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad. I've had the great fortune to see all 132 feet and 1.2 million pounds of it on display and operating under steam a couple of times. And right now, Big Boy 4014 is in the middle of the Heartland of America tour, which runs through October 23rd. You can find the schedule at up.com. So, although not about Big Boy the locomotive, here's a set of Big Boy tunes.
Thank you. Way down in Georgia there's a trumpet man who really goes to town. You ought to hear them beg this trumpet man, push that middle valve down. Big boy blue, come blow your horn. Big boy blue, it's almost dawn, and the band will soon be gone. Come on blue, blow your horn. Big boy blue, it's getting late. Big boy blue, my feet can't wait. So before you I'm decayed, come on blue, blow your horn. When you blow hot, so hot, how am I gonna keep my seat? Even with my two left feet, I must give in, I mean give out. Big boy blue, you know it's so. Big boy blue, before you go, swing me high and swing me low. Come on blue, blow your horn.
Now little boy blue is from Storyland, but I've got big boy blue right here in this band. While little boy blue sings to his sheep, this cat here really swings you to sleep. Now stand up, brother, with your horn by your side. Come on, you rascal, let's hear you ride. What the boys can do. You see, they all took lessons from Big Boy Blue. So hang around, folks, but you better look out, 'cause my Big Boy Blues really love to shout.
Thank you.
from the aforementioned musical comedy Big Boy, Nobody But Fanny, composed by Con Conrad with credit to Al Jolson as well. This was an instrumental by Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, but there are words, written by Buddy DeSilva. They made four takes on September 10, 1925 without success, but came back to the studio on the 19th to try it four more times, with take six issued on Victor 19807. Before that, Big Boy Blue, written by Jack Lawrence, Peter Tinturin, and David Kapp, using the pseudonym Dan Howell. The first recording of Big Boy Blue was by the Mills Brothers with Ella Fitzgerald, but we heard it performed by Teddy Hill and his NBC Orchestra on March 26, 1937. The vocal was by Teddy Hill, who played tenor sax, and Bill Dillard, trumpeter in the band. We started that Big Boy set with Big Boy. Billy Jones sang the Jack Yellen lyrics to Milton Ager's tune, played by the Lennon Orchestra on OK 40111, recorded May 8, 1924. On the August 25th show, I mentioned the Palais d'Or Chinese restaurant at Broadway and 49th in New York, where bandleaders Del Lampe, Joe Morgan, Graham Price, and B.A. Rolfe all had residencies. Another Chinese restaurant in the area at the time was Yong's Restaurant, owned by John W. Yong, Y-O-E-N-G. The generic Yong's Orchestra was heard on network radio from 1927 to 1933, but Al Friedman and his orchestra were resident there in 1927, making at least five sides as Al Friedman and his Yong's Orchestra. And here's one of them to start off a blues segment.
Thank you. matter here? Let's try to get together. Been rehearsing around here all day long. We haven't got this number together yet. Now let's go. No. That won't do. Piano player, Bo Humper, get in tuner. Get a piano tuner to come here and tune that piano. It ain't it. Now, clarinet player, Bo Humper, you get your clarinet in tune here. Oh, no. Hit high C or A or something. No, give me another card. Now, let's go.
Jimmy Blythe's Washboard Band with Bo Hunkus Blues from Paramount 2541, recorded in Chicago in May of 1926. You heard Johnny Dodds on clarinet and Buddy Burton on washboard. Now, there are any number of blues records I could have played for this segment, but I chose that one just so I could say the word Bo Hunkus. Bo Hunkus is a contemptuous term used to refer to an unskilled or semi-skilled foreign-born laborer, especially from East Central or Southeastern Europe. It can also refer to a rough or stupid person, or the backside or buttocks, as in, get your Bo Hunkus out of here. Before Bo Hunkus Blues was Swedish jazz pianist Arne Hulfers and his orchestra with W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues, recorded in Copenhagen on January 27, 1936, issued on Odeon 0-31081. And you may be hearing more about and by Arne Hulfers when his birthday rolls around in April of next year. We started that blues segment with Al Friedman and his Young's Orchestra with Blue Baby, Why Are You Blue? Written by Raymond Clogus, Grace Green, and William Hayde. The vocalist on Edison Diamond Disc 52162-R, made December 1, 1927, was Ernest Hare. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. On the August 18th show, I played Hurt, sung by Bill Cody, with Jack Albin and his Hotel Pennsylvania music. Well, you're about to be the recipient of some more hurt. Here's Tampa Red.
I can't be happy, Mama, for being so blue, when you keep on worrying the way you do. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. The man you're loving, he don't want you around. So take me, Mama, let's leave this town. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. If he keep on dogging you the way you do, I may lose my head, Mama, and my temper too. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. Careful, Mama, he will break your heart. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. I love you, baby, you know it's true. So why put up, Mama, with the way he do? When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too.
Me too.
No, and his rhythm, just Fats Waller with a piano solo of his composition, My Feelings Are Hurt, on Victor V-38613, recorded in New York on September 11, 1929. Ike Rogers was a St. Louis jazz and blues trombonist who accompanied other St. Louis artists such as Henry Brown, Dolly Marten, and Petey Wheatstraw, but who also made several sides in 1929 under his own name. And before Fats, we heard one of them, his tune, Hurt So Good, from Paramount 12816, recorded August 16, 1929. Accompanying Ike on piano in a reversal of roles was Henry Brown. We started the set with Tampa Red playing electric guitar and singing his composition, It Hurts Me Too, from Bluebird B-8635, made in Chicago on May 10, 1940.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
For this final segment of the show, we'll be trying to find out how certain things could happen. Thank you.
wrong to steal our kiss. It can't be wrong to be like this. How could anything so good be bad? And when I hold you on my knee, my conscience never bothers me. How could anything so good be bad? So why can't we just kiss and cuddle and tell? Has no one ever died from it yet? It can't be wrong to hold you tight. Can't be wrong, must be right. How could anything so good be bad?
Last played on January 22, 2012, the New Orleans Jazz Band with How Could You Leave Me Now, written by Charlie Tobias, Harry Tobias, and George Bennett, recorded around September 10, 1924. The New Orleans Jazz Band was one of the so-called Fabulous Fives, five-piece bands emulating the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Unlike some of the Fabulous Fives, the New Orleans Jazz Band was a working band, which, in addition to recording, played club dates and broadcast half-hour programs over WEAF, the first radio station in New York, which went on the air on March 2, 1922. On August 6, 1927, pianist Arnold Frank and his Minnesotans opened the Rogers Cafe in the Rogers Hotel, located on Nicolette Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota. A month later, they recorded two sides in St. Paul for OK as Arnold Frank and his Rogers Cafe Orchestra. The following year, on July 12th, in Detroit, Michigan, Arnold Frank and his orchestra recorded four more sides for OK, and we heard one of them, How Could Anything So Good Be Bad?, written by Haven Gillespie, Seymour Simons, and Richard A. Whiting. It was released in the U.S. on OK 41086, but we heard the French release on Odeon 165.413. One of my favorite novelty songs is How Could Red Riding Hood Have Been So Very Good and Still Kept the Wolf from the Door? And I've played it by Tommy Christian, the Yacht Club Boys, Southern State Dance Band, Harry Reeser's Six Jumping Jacks, and the Charleston Serenaders. The Automobile Club of Great Britain was founded in 1897 in London, and in 1911, now the Royal Automobile Club, moved into a palatial new clubhouse in Pall Mall, described as a mini palace of opulence and Edwardian hedonism. It provided the 3,500 members with sporting and recreational facilities, including a Greco-Roman swimming pool and Turkish baths, as well as a library, billiards, smoking and dining rooms, bedrooms, and garage space. In the 1920s, the club even had its own orchestra. And we started off the set with Ebenezer Slidell directing the Royal Automobile Club Orchestra with their February 1927 version of How Could Red Riding Hood on Parlophone F5744. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.